Bennett from Bennett.
The Mickey Plyler Show on 105.5 The Roar.
Wake up call.
Now back to Mickey and Zach.
Why would love for you to come by and see them and at Pickens and Easley and Powdersville. They have great programs going on, all kinds of support programs. I want you to call and find out more and maybe even take a look at the newsletter, which is entitled So Much More. The memberships, locations, phone information, just Google it. You'll see YMCF, Easley, Pickens, and Powdersville. Join the Y today. They've got great facilities. All three branches are available with your membership. Let's say you live in Easley, but you work in Powdersville. You work in Powdersville, or you live in Powdersville, but you work over in Pickens. You join one, you join all three. They've got the Journey, which is a wellness program that helps you. The indoor and outdoor pools over at the Powdersville, and you'll see the free child watch programs they have while you work out. If you need financial assistance, that's available for you as well. This is some great programs they have, like pedaling for Parkinson's and the Livestrong stuff. Top-of-the-line equipment, year-round services. Everything is there. The facilities are amazing. See our great friends over at the YMCA of Easley, Pickens and Powdersville. Join the Y today. To our Jinx Inc. Realty hunting and fishing report on a Friday, and my great friend John Stillwell joins us. Good morning, John. How you doing, friend?
Good morning, Mickey. How are you guys?
We are doing fantastic. Hope you're doing well. And John, I got to tell you, man, I love doing this segment because I learned so much. But boy, after last Saturday where Punxsutawney Phil comes out and didn't see a shadow and we see an early spring coming, I imagine it might be a little pep in the step over at Jinx Inc. Realty.
Absolutely. You know, it's amazing how people's perspectives change when you get a few temperatures pushing up into the 70s. So it's been a great week to be in the land business and get outside, and we try to take advantage of it regardless what the weather is.
Give me an idea of taking advantage of it and taking advantage of some hog hunting and really getting rid of I told you before, man, I can't shoot a deer. Those poor deers have done nothing to me. I can't shoot a poor little bunny rabbit. But, man, I wouldn't have any problem at all just laying one right in the side of a boar.
Well, something tells me that has to do with the end result of the bacon or the pork chop on your plate, if I had to guess.
That, plus they're an ugly animal. They're not cute, cuddly little animal. And on top of that, there's a chance they might come in and do some damage to some other really cute, cuddly animals. And some good
guys. Well, that's right. They can be really destructive. And one thing that I want to kind of highlight real quick in this is it's not just hunting hogs. If you're trying to control your hogs just by hunting them, you're not going to be able to get ahead of them. They're too prolific a breeder to be able to control them just through hunting. So it really takes an integrated approach. A combination of hunting, trapping, even night hunting with some specialized, thermal gear to try and take advantage of their activity at night. So, if you truly want to control it, it takes an integrated approach, and it also probably takes some coordination with your neighbors, because they obviously don't know where the property line is, so they're going to roam where the food is or where there's no pressure on them if they get pressured. So this is a great time of year for trapping. This is the best time of year for trapping because this is the time of year where there's the least amount of available food through crops or natural browse for the hogs. So if you want to integrate trapping into your management strategy, right now here in mid to late winter is a great time to do that because you can really concentrate them through the use of baiting and trapping.
All right, trapping. What do we need to know about that? How complicated is that? How does that work? And once you trap them, what happens?
Well, it can be very simple, or it can be a little more complicated and more expensive. I think they've come out the last last few years with some pretty amazing technology with the corral traps, large corral traps, with camera systems and the ability to trigger a trap remotely by simply pushing a button on your phone. One of the systems that are pretty prevalent is made by a company called Jaeger Pro that allows you to really, the idea is to trap the entire group of pigs, which is called a sounder. It allows you to watch them on a camera over a period of time and be notified through a motion sensor when they're in the trap and then wait to spring that trap until you have the whole group in there. So that really is the most effective way that they've come up with now to do that. And actually something that I want everybody to know is that's something that Jinx Inc. Realty through our Wildlife Services group can help you with. We can help make arrangement for trapping. If you have a major hog problem on your property, we can help you with that. So, give us a call and talk to Tyler Vizen, our Wildlife Services manager, and we can help you make arrangements for that. So we can do more than just plant dove fields and food plots and those kind of things. We can also assist you with all of your land management needs and get you the right services to help you maximize your property.
All right, once you catch them, what happens?
Well, Mickey, you don't release them.
Right.
Put it that way.
Right. Okay.
So you dispatch them in the trap, and then have to take care of the hogs once you've dispatched them. So it's not a fun job, but it's a necessary one if you want to be able to manage your property for deer, for turkeys, for doves. To give you an example of how destructive they can be, Vicky, the farm that I hunt on down in Orangeburg is a pretty large, 2,000 acre full agricultural production farm. And, last year, about this time of year is when the farmers in the low country start looking at planting their corn. And they would plant 10 acres one day and then come back the next morning and every row would be dug up by wild hogs. It looked like a plow had gone on down every row that they planted where those hogs were going through there and digging up the seed that they just planted. So it can be a major economic problem for farmers and to a lesser extent for wildlife managers based on, their just voracious appetite and what they can do to a crop.
Mm. So we got to do this for sure. Hey, to find out more about that, and like I did last night, buddy, went on jirland.com and saw some really, really, really good-looking properties. And a man can dream a little bit with some of those properties, but tell us about what you guys do on the other side of the business and how people can take advantage of what you simply do as the best in the upstate.
Well, absolutely. We've been listing some great properties. The beginning of this year has been really, really active with adding new listings. Some great properties in the Clemson area and beyond, all the way all the way down to the lower part of the state and beyond. So we can help you find the right property if you're ready to have a place of your own. We can help with that, or if you have a place that you're just not using like you think you should and would like to use those funds elsewhere, or you have some family property that you inherited and you want to know, what to do with it and how to best market it, what it might be worth. That's what we're here for. We have years of experience in the land business and would love to help you. You can reach us at 864-631-2770, or you can always see our listings, email us and get contact information at our website, www.jirland.com.
You're the best, my friend. Enjoy the nice weather. Enjoy the warm weather. More warm weather coming late next week. I know you love getting out and showing some of that property. John, thanks for joining us, buddy. Have a nice weekend.
You guys have a great weekend. Appreciate it.
All right, buddy. It's John Stillwell, Jinx Inc. Realty. You know what that was, Zach? That was just one country boy talking to another country boy about some country things. What? Talking a little hunting, fishing, uh-huh. Loving every day.
Yeah.
You ever killed a hog?
Have you killed a hog?
Yeah.
No, I have not killed a
hog. You don't have hogs up in Branchville, New Jersey?
We have domestic pigs, but not wild hogs.
Domestic pigs?
Yeah.
No, I'm not saying that. You ever seen a wild boar in person?
I have.
Whew, That's an ugly animal.
And they smell.
Yeah, mean looking deal. Yeah. I'd imagine if you trapped one, him being trapped wouldn't be like, he wouldn't be in a great mood.
No, can't imagine it would be.
Ornery fella, I would say. I went hog hunting one time.
Did you?
Yeah.
By accident?
No, I told this on the show. Oh, no, I walked up on one day. And he wasn't in a good mood, and I didn't like it. But it was right there; the sun was setting, and I ran in the house, and he ran his way, and it wasn't a good deal. But anyway, went down. My buddy has a huge piece of property down in the low country on the Cumbie River, and he said, "Man, let's go hog hunt." Matter of fact, John Tompkins took me, and he said, "All right, let's go." And he goes, "Man, these skeeters are bad." So we put on all kinds of, and it's hot. It's in the summertime. We put on all kinds of stuff. We had every thermocell wrapped around your head and around your waist. We had them all everywhere. Every kind of spray. We put these big old nets over us and everything. Went out there. We drove on this ATV for 30 minutes down this dirt road to get down there. And you're moving so the bugs aren't bothering you. And we got down there, man. And I'm telling you, I'm covered in head to toe with, I took a bath in spray.
Mm-hmm.
And I had thermocells on all around my belt and thermocells up by my head. No match. Those mosquitoes. When we actually saw the tracks and where they were been, whatever they do down there, rutting out through there, whatever. And pretty encouraged by it. But 30 minutes into it, like, man, we got to get out of here. These things, I've never seen mosquitoes like this before. So didn't see one, didn't shoot one. Would have shot one, though. I'd have no problem shooting that one. Deers, not so much.
Deers.
Yeah,
no,
not so
just
much.
Deer.
Well, I wouldn't shoot more than one deers. So, yeah. rabbits, nah. Couldn't do any of that stuff. 654-ROAR, 654-7627. I'm looking now at this Oklahoma. We're talking about quarterback U, wide receiver U, and all that. I think Oklahoma's in the conversation. What? And we talked about Ohio State, Clemson, and you can make an argument for any of those. What schools would you say would be in the conversation for wide receiver U? Clemson is obviously making that claim right now. Tennessee tried to do it. I chuckle at such a feeble attempt. Any other schools out there for wide receiver U as of late?
Wide receiver U, other schools.
Well, it used to be Florida State, man. They used to have these. Oh, everywhere you look. Miami had a nice run at it. Tennessee had a nice run at it back in the 80s. Alabama's had a pretty good run.
I was going to say, how many does Bama have in the league right now?
Amari Cooper. They've had a decent little run. Wide receiver-wise, nah. Southern Cal had a really good run a few years ago. But those are out now. I think Clemson's pretty solid at wide receiver. Offensive line, you could say Wisconsin. I'd say Alabama, certainly. And now, as of late, wouldn't you say Georgia has kind of been there? A little bit.
Mm-hmm.
Tight end U, forever that was Miami. Miami had Winslow and had a bunch of those guys. I'm trying to think of some of those. Jeremy Shockey, your New York Giant guy. They had a nice little run at tight end U. I don't know who's tight end U as of late. We need to have a little survey on this and talk about some of these. All these years. Defensive line U, certainly Alabama in recent years. It was Florida State for a while, man. They were just killing it. Now, Ohio State's had some good ones. I'll tell you about Ohio State's defensive lineman, though, and a little bit like offensive lineman, defensive lineman at Alabama, that you hear all about how great these guys are, and then you watch them play in person, and you're like, eh. I went out, I saw those two Ohio State Clemson games, and I was like, that last night in Arizona, remember they had, now Bosa played really good against Clemson as a freshman, the oldest one down in Miami.
Nick.
Yeah.
Or is it Joey?
I don't know. One of the two guys been hurt all the time. But man, remember they had all those had the kid from Georgia over here, had all those guys, and it was supposed to be defensive line U. They didn't impress me in person. This year, Alabama's defensive line didn't impress me in person. I heard a lot about Quinnen Williams, and got to be honest with you, man, he didn't impress me in person at all. Now the guys in the past certainly have, but that wasn't the case there for sure. Linebacker U, anything come to your mind right now?
Linebacker U.
Alabama's had a nice run.
It has to be Bama.
Yeah. DBU's got to be LSU, maybe. LSU's had a really, really good run the last 10 years.
They also have a – they could talk about wide receiver U as well at LSU.
But in the pros, but not in college. Mainly because they didn't have a quarterback throw it to them in college.
Sure.
They've been much more successful at the pro game than they were at the college game. When we come back, I want to talk a little bit about a couple of quick golf topics here on a Friday. There was Brooks Koepka made a statement that I think people need to hear more, and also we find out one of the best players in the last 20 years talked about drinking while he was playing on tour.
I saw that.
That's interesting, right? I don't want to turn this into a golf show today or anything, but that's an interesting concept that we don't do this in any other sports. So we'll talk about that a little bit. And then finish up with some more of the DBU, quarterback U, wide receiver U. Have a thought or two. We'll finish up with that. We'll love to open up phone lines when you come back. 654-ROAR, 654-7627. You can reach us on our text line, 986-1566, or on Twitter, at Mickey Plyler, or at Mr. Orr. 24. Speaking of golf, my friends at Katechi, CATEECHEE.com. Go by and see them. I keep people asking me all the time now. I've had four or five people in the last month say, where can I go get fitted for clubs? Go get fit, I should say, for clubs. Who do I need to see about getting fit for clubs? How does this work? Well, I think Jeff Gotham, I always tell people Jeff Gotham down at Katechi. Certified, Ping, Titleist, Callaway, he's got all that stuff. He's a club fitter of the year. It's a special talent, but you need to do it. But if you do, you're going to think it's awesome. Why would you play for clubs that aren't fit for your swing? Fitting means the right shaft, means the right club, certainly means the right loft and the right lies. Lies are the most important part of that, in my opinion. Shaft and lies are the most important part of that. Get professionally fit, and I think you'll see it. It is our wonderful friends over at Katechi, CATEECHEE.com. Also ask about some lessons and some really cool lesson packages that Jeff has there as well. Short break. We'll come back for more right after this.
Did you know you can spray Lanix on just about anything that needs protection? How about adding a non-slip grip to your axe? Or how about a park bench, a trailer, van life, work truck, motorcycle? Think outside the bed liner and Lanix it.
Call us today at Lanix of Anderson.
Hendrick Honda Easley, located in the heart of the upstate at the base of the majestic Blue Ridge Mountains, the perfect location to cruise in your new Honda while enjoying panoramic mountain views. Just a quick drive from anywhere in the upstate, Hendrick Honda Easley's got the charming small-town feel with hidden gems to see and explore along the way. Escape the everyday at HendrickHondaSC.com. Experience the Hendrick Honda difference in person at 4609 Calhoun Memorial Highway. Hendrick Honda Easley, the shining light on top of the hill.
The new year is here, and the Mattress Outlet in Seneca is starting the year with huge clearance on mattresses in all sizes. Save up to an additional 10 to 60% on our already low pricing, and you still receive a free foundation with select mattress purchases or upgrade to an adjustable base. Start your new year's right with a new Beautyrest or Serta mattress today. The New Year's clearance at the Mattress Outlet in Seneca opens 7 days a week, located at the corner of the old Walmart across from Chick-fil-A.
Are you craving a juicy steak cooked just the way you want it? The Blue Heron in Clemson offers only the best selection of meats, sushi, sides, house-made pizza, drinks, and desserts. Join them for happy hour 7 days a week at the downstairs bar, open until midnight. Catch the game on big screen TVs with your friends. 405 College Avenue in Clemson. Call 864-653-3354 for reservations. Visit blueheronfood.com for full menu and more information. That's blueheronfood.com.
Rely on EnviroMulch for your outdoor project. With all the rain we've had, they can help with rock crush and run along with 57 stone for your erosion, flooding driveway, and water pooling issues. Order online at EnviroMulchOnline.com.
Hello, beautiful.
Well, today it's hello, handsome. I'm Angela Matthews.
And I'm Cindy Jackson. We're with Back to 30 Rejuvenation Centers, and we're here to talk about tips, tricks, and celebrity secrets.
Guys, do you have fatigue, weight gain, loss of muscle mass, or low sex drive?
It may be low T,
and Back to 30 can help.
For a limited time, get it checked for only $99.
Call 372-3003, backto30.com, where consultations are always free.
Look good.
Feel good.
Life's good.
Goodbye, handsome.
Now that the cold weather is here, Craft Stove Store and Patio is ready for the winter with over 20 burning displays of vented and vent-free gas logs. Vent-free logs will heat for just pennies an hour and keep you warm and cozy even during a power failure. Craft Stove Store and Patio also features the new Radiant Heating Vented Gas Logs that have a real fire look and give radiant warm heat. Craft Stove Store and Patio, 3002 Wade Hampton Boulevard, Taylors.
Craft Stove Store and Patio.
For Valentine's, treat her to a day of relaxation and rejuvenation at Lilia Day Spa, Anderson's premier spa. Their therapists are ready to restore her mind, body, and spirit in a relaxing and private environment. Select from the Sweet Treat Package, the Be Mind Package, Cupid's Holiday, or the Sweetheart Package. Or let Lilia Day Spa create something special for her. A gift certificate from Lilia Day Spa is ideal for Valentine's Day and shows her you care. 116 Benson Street, downtown Anderson. Lilia Day Spa, Anderson's premier spa.
The Mickey Plyler Show on 105.5 The Roar.
Wake up!
Now back to Mickey and Zach.
Well, I got a woman way over town that's good to me. Oh, yeah. Say, I got a woman way over town, good to me. Oh, yeah. She give me money.
She give me berries. Hey, Sherry's Berries. Let's talk to you about getting these huge freshly dipped strawberries and dipped in milk chocolate and dark chocolate or white chocolate goodness. Are you a milk chocolate, dark chocolate, or white chocolate guy? I like white chocolate. I like milk chocolate. I'm not really a dark chocolate guy.
Yeah, either or. It doesn't really matter.
I'm just a country boy.
Yeah. They don't have that fancy stuff out of the country.
Topped in decadence, chocolate chip, heart, glitter sprinkles. Get the always fresh, always tasty. It's worth the wait. They ship these to you in some climate-controlled packaging that works out great. She's going to love them. And, guys, look, you get to sneak one or two or three or four or five, whatever. You get to sneak those yourself. Always arrives fresh every single time. And you can order these right now just in time for Valentine's Day. Valentine's right around the corner. Send her the perfect dreams at your perfect price. Starting at just $19.99 plus shipping and handling. Plus, order now and make this Valentine's Day special by adding a dozen red roses for just $19.99 more. Now, that's shipped for free with your, no extra charges to say, with your Sherry's Berries. Go to berries.com, click on the microphone, upper right-hand corner, put in my code Mickey at checkout. That's berries.com. Click on the microphone and enter the code Mickey. Order those today. Telephone number 654-ROAR, 654-7627, and Tater Chicken Hater joins in. Good morning, Tater Chicken Hater. How you doing?
Actually, it's Tater Chicken Hater, but that's odd.
Hey, Tater Chicken Hater.
I'm actually calling in for your personal welfare this morning.
Please tell me, buddy.
I want to make sure that your future child grows up with a daddy, because it's in doubt right now. When you were listing off the linebackers that you looked up to, and how Clemson used to be linebacker, you forgot the one that. The biggest, baddest of all that don't live far from you, and his name's LaVon Kirkland. So you might want to be calling him and apologize.
Yeah, I'll reach out to LaVon and see if we can do that. LaVon Kirkland was absolutely one of the coolest, nicest. I've known LaVon, got to know him years ago, and hadn't seen him in a while. But boy, I tell you what a prince of a gentleman, but more importantly, what a father, with a husband and really a great role model and really a great representative of what we're about here. And a heck of a linebacker.
A heck of a linebacker. Yeah. And like I said, probably the biggest and baddest of all of them.
Well, there was a bunch now. It takes a long time to call a roll in that class.
I can't think of another linebacker that was ever successful at his size, you think about it.
Yeah. Well, size changed a lot because he came in at 195 pounds. He played the NFL at like 275. So there's.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Yeah. Name another linebacker played in the NFL at 275. I can't think of one.
You might have some now. But in his day,
maybe.
He's a big boy now. No doubt about that. No doubt. That's a good point, Tater Chicken Hater. Appreciate
it. All right. Bye, bud.
Thanks, but appreciate the phone call. In my day, Zach Orr, to have I cut my teeth on Clemson football watching Jonathan Brooks, watching Randy Mudbone Scott, watching Bubba Brown just destroy people. Then Jeff Davis came along, raised the bar with Johnny Rembert and Henry Walls and Keith Williams and Terrence Mack and Jesse Hatcher, the Doug Brewsters and John Johnsons of the world. John Johnson, one of the greatest recruiting stories we've ever seen here at Clemson. The Kirklands and the Ed McDaniels and the Ashley Shepherds and the Tim Joneses of the world. You know who I think is the best linebacker to ever play here? While he was here. Now, he didn't play on great teams. And speaking of sizes, he was undersized. Zach,
Mickey,
I want to make a statement here. I'm just thinking off the top of my head. The best defensive back I've ever seen play here was Terry Kinnard. He was a National Defensive Player of the Year in 1982. I want to be careful when I say this. I think I'm sad to say it. He only played 3 years. He was undersized and didn't play on great teams. Anthony Simmons is the best defensive player to ever play here. Now, Christian Wilkins and Dexter Lawrence and Cleveland Farrell might have something to say about that as of late. But Anthony Simmons, Tommy West told me that something happened to him that's never happened to him before. The first day he stepped on campus, Anthony Simmons was the best football player on campus as a true freshman. And now that's back in 90, let me see if I'm right saying this. Anthony Simmons was here in 95, 96, 97. Came in at right around 200 pounds and he wasn't 220 when he left. But he came in at a time where they were, the spread came about and people were trying to get the ball out the sidelines a little bit more. You've never seen a linebacker run like this. Had a great stop down at NC State on the goal line as well. But, man, Anthony Simmons was a beast, Zach. Let me look up some of his stats while I get the jersey, Jack. He played in the NFL, played with the Seahawks for many years. But, boy, oh, boy, with Anthony Simmons just absolutely fly around and make tackles. Now, this story's been disputed by some, but Pete Yannity tells a story that in high school, and let me say this, I was the person that discovered Anthony Simmons on the national level. Nobody ever heard of him until I saw him play. I didn't know who he was until I saw him play as a junior. But, Zach, in high school, in a state championship game here, I've seen him in high school make – I know you think I'm lying to you, right?
I never watched him, so I have to take your word for it.
I've seen him make 30 tackles. Every single high school game he played, he made 30 tackles. In a high school state championship game here against Dorman, and they played two times that year, and it's the best football games you've ever seen. They played in Death Valley, and rumor has it that Dave Gutshaw, I think it's Dave, no, it might have been Alan Sitterly or Dave Gutshaw, whoever the head coach at Dorman, I think it's Gutshaw at the time, told his offensive lineman with 41 at linebacker, he'd made like 20 tackles in the first half. They said, coming out in the second half for the offensive lineman trying to get the next level out there, just tackle him. And one of the offensive linemen said, Coach, they're going to call holding on. He goes, yeah, they'll call holding every once in a while, but they can't call it every play. But if you don't hold him, there's no way that we run any play. We can't get anything done. Quickly, let me get you the tackles here for Anthony Simmons' year. Anthony Simmons, Zach, as a true freshman, had 150 tackles. As a sophomore, had 178 tackles, and as a junior, had 156 tackles.
What happened to him?
Turned pro a year out of, after 3 years, and then he played in the NFL. Let me see how long he played. Played with the Seahawks. Had a good NFL career. Played in the NFL with Seattle for 6. Played 7 years in the NFL. Had almost 600 tackles in the NFL. Had 10 sacks, and he was a good player. Very, very solid player in the NFL. Played with the Saints a year, but three-time or consensus All-America, three-time All-ACC guy. Just, I don't know if you grasp that. Let me tell you again. As a freshman, had 150 tackles. Who led Clemson tackles this year?
Isaiah Simmons.
How many do you have?
I don't know off the top of my head.
Let's look that up. Jersey Jack, hang on. I'm coming to you. Just to put it in context of just how good Anthony Simmons was. Now you get different grades of tackles and how that works too. But this year, Isaiah Simmons led Clemson in tackles, and he had 97 tackles. As a freshman, Anthony Simmons had 150 tackles.
Jeez.
As a sophomore, 178, and as a senior, I mean, as a junior, 158. It's unbelievable, man. He was a flat athlete, could run, ran like a safety, and hit like a linebacker. Jersey Jack joins us. Jack, I'm right by saying, are you down in the Sunshine State right now?
Yeah, Delray Beach, hard to beat down here.
Well, let me say this now. You're Jersey Jack. You grew up in Jersey. You went to Clemson. You live in South Carolina now, and you're down in Florida. Man, you got this East Coast, this Eastern Seaboard thing going pretty good right now.
Yeah, well, we lived down in Boca for 18 and a half years. So nice. We have some good friends down here, and it's just getting back down and play a little golf and go to the Champions Tour event tonight, where they have a special event called Grapes on the Green. So it's a really nice event. So our friends invited us down. So, you know, with no job, no kids, no pets, we're kind of free. So we just go.
Good for y'all, man. Is it Meisner Park? Meisner Park? What is that there? What is that down in Boca?
Yeah, Meisner Park is in downtown Boca.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Nice.
But they're playing at Broken Sound, the golf tournament this weekend, the Champions Tour. So we're nice. Heading over there.
Nice.
But just, you know, we talk about Anthony Simmons. He was the most physical specimen you would ever want to see on a football field.
Yeah.
No doubt about it. But I have a sweet spot in our hearts for Terry Kinnard playing for the Giants. But Beth and I were at a Maryland game where it was very blustery and cold and had to do a little schnapps to stay warm up there. Terry Kinnard intercepted a pass in that Maryland game that won us the game. So I got a special place in my heart for Terry Kinnard, that's for sure. So
Terry Kinnard was great at taking away. He had 13 takeaways as a junior and senior. As a matter of fact, everybody remembers the great win in South Bend, Indiana in 1979. Well, man, that was his a freshman campaign. And he had two interceptions in that game as a freshman up there, and then went on to win the national championship in 81, was a big part of that team, and All-American that year. And then in 82, he was the National Defensive Player of the Year. But what a lot of people say one of the greatest athletes to ever play here. Could have played any position, done anything. Just a great player, no doubt. No doubt.
Yeah, and just left Clemson a nice young man, too. Can't say enough about Terry Kinnard. Yeah. Anyway, got to head out of here. Got to go get on the golf course, so get done that. And
rough life, bud.
Head up to Hilton Head for a few days next week on our way home. So we're going to try to get down to Palmetto Dunes a little bit.
But poverty sucks, man. I'm sorry for you, buddy. I'm sorry to hear all that.
Retirement is just exhausting.
Have a safe trip. Good to hear from you.
All right, guys. Appreciate have a great weekend. Call.
Bye-bye. When Jim Davis retired, he told me the best thing about retirement is he sleeps till he's finished. Now he didn't do that very much, though, because now he's coaching again.
Sleep till I'm finished.
When's the last time you slept till you're finished?
It's been a while.
On a weekday. I don't finish at 5, I can tell you that.
No, I'm still looking for a little bit more at 5.
I'm still looking to grab that extra hour I lost over going over to George Coleman Ford the other day with that 4 o'clock wake-up call.
Man, you got
to
let that go.
No, man. I got to get up, got to get me an extra one this weekend sometime. George is up next, 654 Roar. Good morning, George. How you doing?
Hey, Mick, a close second would be Donnell Wolford.
Wolford was unbelievable athlete.
What a great corner he was. He was a little fella.
Yeah.
But could jump. He was a two-handed slam dunk guy from standing flat-footed type of athlete. I mean, the guy was just unbelievable.
He was the Thorpe Award finalist or semifinalist one year. He was an All-American and two-time All-American, as a matter of fact. Played with the Bears in the NFL for, 9-10 years? Just a truly great one, great athlete. Yeah, no doubt.
I was at the Spartanburg-Dorman game that you're talking about, and I'll say this till the day I die. The best player on the field that day was not Anthony Simmons, even though he's probably, like you say, the greatest defensive player to ever play at Clemson. But I'll say it till the day I die, the best player on the field
Let me guess.
You know who I'm talking about.
Yeah, go ahead.
And I don't even – I think the kid must have had grade problems or something because – He would have been an All-American wide receiver anywhere in the country. Go ahead and say it.
Well, either Mickey Guest or Desmond Jeter.
Desmond Jeter.
Yeah, both those guys are great
players. He was about Simmons' size. He was about 6 feet.
Yeah.
And probably about 210, and had more moves than almost any wide receiver I had seen at that time, or really since. I mean, he was fabulous. And that was one heck of a ball game, I tell you what. And the stadium at Clemson, bottom part of the stadiums on both sides of the stadium on both sides were just about full. I bet there were 25,000-30,000 people there for that game.
Yep. Yeah, got some trouble later in life, but boy, when that time there, it was good. Now he was really, really good.
Whatever happened to what? Do you know whatever happened to Jeter?
Yeah, I think I don't know if he's. I'm looking at stuff right now. He was. I think he got a pretty crooked life after all that, but I don't know that for a fact. There's some articles. There's some articles about he was charged with some. I don't know if he was found guilty on anything, but
and the wide receiver for Spartanburg, Woodruff, that came to Clemson.
Yeah, well, Brian Wofford.
Wofford.
Yep.
He was a good player.
He was a great player. They had Jarvis Davis on that team.
A lot of good players.
Yep, Jarvis Davis on that team. The little Sims kid, Terrence Sims, I thought was a really good running back on that team. And then Dorman had the wide receiver, little kid, Mickey Gist.
Mickey Gist, yeah.
That was a really good player.
He was a good player. Yeah. I tell you.
Yeah, had Harold Means.
Ball clubs,
remember that? Spartanburg had Harold Means, linebacker player here at Clemson. Yeah, that was unbelievable times. That's as good a football as you'll ever see. And I'll tell you this, I was at the first one where they had the Hail Mary over there at, was that at Dorman or was that at Spartanburg? That was at Dorman, I think. And Spartanburg won on a Hail Mary, I think, to Brian Wofford maybe. And then that game was better than the state championship game. State championship game is one of the best you've ever seen. But I had a coach tell me on the sidelines, he goes, Mickey, you can go down to Broward County. You can go down to Dade County. You can go over there to to Tampa and see all that. You can go, he said, I recruit Ohio, I recruit Pennsylvania. He goes, you won't find any better football than what you're seeing right now, these two teams.
Unbelievable. Yeah. It really was.
Yeah.
And I saw the – I was at the Hannah Spartanburg game when Steve Fuller was a senior, and I went to Hannah, and Hannah upset Spartanburg, but there was it'd take me an hour, but there was a wealth of talent on that field. But the Spartanburg Dorman game was the doggonest thing I've ever seen.
Yep. Good stuff, man. Bring some good memories.
Thank you, man.
Thank you, George. Appreciate the phone call. Just in summary, Mr. R24. Anthony Simmons had 486 tackles in 3 years at Clemson.
That ain't bad.
Unbelievable. All right, we'll take a break. We'll come back, wrap things up. Final segment of the show. The Patterson Tax Service, PATTAX.com, PATTAX.com, 859-8289, 859-8289. Here's the bottom line right now. Let's say you're busy today. Let's say that, you're a 9-to-5 guy, you're an 8-to-6 guy, you're a 7-to-6 guy, you're running around, you got kids, and you do get off work, and you're busy as all can be, and you're just trying to make ends meet a little bit, and you need that extra money, and you need that refund. I don't have time to go. Yeah, you do. Open Saturdays between now and April 15th. Open Saturdays. Make your appointment then. If you can't, they'll take walk-ins, but boy, they got a great staff over there that's ready and love for you to come by. It's our friends over at Patterson Tax Service with the expertise, with the huge staff waiting on you now, PATTAX.com, PATTAX.com. We'll touch on that golfing story when we come back of a star that drank on the golf course. We'll tell you about that after a short break.
Join 105.5 The Roar for the Mark Childress Show. Co-host of the Tiger Tailgate Show and weekend sports anchor at Channel 7, Mark Childress interviews your favorite players and takes a hard look at recruiting. The Mark Childress Show, Saturdays at 9 a.m. only on 105.5 The Roar.
Our bodies naturally only use 10 to 25% of the protein we consume for muscle building. With Optinos, over 70% of the protein you consume will be used for muscle repair and development rather than just being used for fuel. Optinos works on the genetic level that activates protein synthesis in muscle tissues to help the body build more muscle faster. This allows your body to break down carbs and fats into energy. Order Optinos at upstatemuscle.com. That's upstatemuscle.com. Never waste a workout. Mickey Pollard here for another great offer from Zero Res. Now through March the 3rd, get 3 rooms of carpet clean for only $119. Mention my name and you'll get a hallway free. What a unique Valentine present. And if you didn't know, Zero Res also has air duct cleaning. If you're waking up stuffy or notice that you have dust more often, then why not call Zero Res for a free estimate? 864-558-7300 or book online at ZeroResGreenville.com. Zero Res, spell it backwards or forwards, it's the right way to clean.
With over 8,000 certified pre-owned vehicles in their network, Henrik Honda Easley is ready to help you buy your next vehicle that will exceed your expectations. All their vehicles come with a warranty and your first maintenance included, and they even review repair orders with you to show they truly stand behind their product. Henrik Honda Easley wants you and your family to have a safe, reliable vehicle that you tell all your friends about. Check out their inventory at HenrikHondaSC.com. Again, that's HenrikHondaSC.com.
If you don't need snow to have an adult snow day, just head to eBay. Whether your idea of fun is binging bad TV under a fuzzy blanket in the Northeast, skateboarding barefoot in SoCal, or strapping on crampons and scaling a 10,000-foot Alaskan glacier, eBay can help you turn a free day into a me day. And make the most of your money shopping eBay deals with our best price guarantee, plus free shipping on millions of items. If it's happening on your adult snow day, it's happening on eBay.
Founders Federal Credit Union hits it out of the park with all your financial needs and offers all the online conveniences of the big banks, like Founders Online, Founders App with mobile deposit, and much more. Not a Founders member? Visit RelaxJoinFounders.com or our Clemson office to see if you qualify for membership. Services require credit evaluation. Terms and conditions apply. Founders Federal Credit Union is federally insured by NCUA and a proud partner of the Clemson Tigers.
Craving some local nightlife fun? Visit Pub Blue Tuesday through Saturday, 4 p.m. to 11 for live music, pool tables, darts, 20 craft beers on draft, and gourmet pub food like fresh ground gourmet burgers, duck wings, and elevated sandwiches. Visit BlueMarbleDeli.com for more information and check them out on the Untappd app for a list of current available beers. Blue Marble Deli and Pub Blue, 864-280-6717, 286 Market Street in Seneca next to Los Amigos. You haven't tasted fresh like this.
Graceland Portable Buildings of Pickens is committed to providing high-quality buildings at a great deal, offering buildings for any need, utility sheds for storage, workshops, cabins with front porches, even large garage buildings with roll-up doors. Manufactured to last, Graceland's buildings come with warranties, free delivery, free setup, and the best rent-to-own program in the business. Visit the sales lot at 2331 Walhalla Highway in Pickens or call 864-898-9569.
The flagship station for Clemson football.
Throw, going to throw it left side. Higgins goes up, makes the grab at the 35, breaks tackles across the 25, 20, at the 15, coming right side out by the hash of the 5, dives to the end zone. Did he get in? He did!
We are WCCP, 105.5 The Roar.
I remember when, I remember when I lost my mind.
Welcome back. Glad to have you with us. Palmetto Dunes and PalmettoDunes.com. We got a text earlier saying that they're at Palmetto Dunes in a couple of weeks. I think they said first week in March. A lot of people are looking forward to that. Man, spring is here. Get down and enjoy the awesome weather. And the great thing about Palmetto Dunes is while you're off at the golf course, while you're off enjoying the tennis or maybe on the fishing expedition, the wife and kids are out on the beach, and then you get together for great dinners and great lunches and great accommodations. It's a really cool place. Now, spring break's coming up for you, students. I know you like that, but for families, you got the spring break in April. Getting out and enjoying one of the great locations in our state, one of the most beautiful places you can go to, the award-winning resort, Palmetto Dunes and PalmettoDunes.com. Sign up for it now at PalmettoDunes.com. Palmetto Golf Report, AT&T Pebble Beach Pro-Am. We have 8 local players playing. Kevin Kisner tied for 3rd at the Chitty 6-under par at Monterey Peninsula Club. Dustin Johnson, same golf course, shot 5-under, tied for 9th. 2 top 10s from South Carolina. Lucas Glover, 4-under par. Tied for 18th. Sam Saunders finished at 3, tied for 29th with DJ Trahan and Jonathan Bird. So we've got 6 guys in the top 30. Scott Brown tied for 87th after shooting even, and Richie Wierenski tied for 87th after shooting even as well. But Brian Gay, Scott Langley, 7 under par, early leaders out in Monterey Peninsula. That's your Palmetto Golf Report, brought to our great friends at Palmetto Dunes and PalmettoDunes.com. Make those spring break reservations online today and get some of those email lists and take care of that at PalmettoDunes.com. Zach, I don't know if there's any sports. We hear some football players talk about, smoke weed, or I was on amphetamines or painkillers while I was playing. We see, I think bowling, I think you can drink and do okay in bowling sometimes, but golf's one of those that I think people like having cocktails and playing and doesn't affect them. I can't do this, but Rocco Mediate did not mince words. He told the Golf Channel that he gave up drinking in October 2017, but he couldn't remember a day before that he did not have a drink, including on the golf course. He told the Golf Channel, quote, "Absolutely, I've been playing while drinking because it was just normal for me. It was a daily ritual. Let's say you could put it in a lot of places. Was it every time? No. But most of the time, when the pain came in, it was not going to happen. I couldn't tell you since last October, years before that, but a day that I went without having a drink. But I knew at the time that eventually it was going to get me." He said, I didn't need alcohol. I just wanted it. I enjoyed it. Something that, simple as that. If I woke up and I was like, oh God, I've got some serious problems called rehab, but I had a small headache for a few hours, and that was about it. It was done, and back to drinking again. Drinking while playing tournament golf, I couldn't imagine doing that. But shocked, surprised, does this happen more often than we would think?
In golf, your casual golfer loves to go out on the weekends, puts a cooler in the car with the clubs, and has a good time.
Yeah. I can't do that.
Well, you're not a casual golfer.
I'm a casual golfer.
No, you're not. You're a competitive golfer.
No.
You don't play in competitive tournaments?
I mean,
thanks for coming. Rocco Mediate is a guy. This is the guy that was 2008 in the U.S. Open, right?
Right.
There's Tiger in him.
Right.
He's a guy to play at the highest level. And it was a little surprising to see this. Listen, alcoholism affects way more part of the population than people are aware of.
Right.
And, you know, I guess good on him. He's sober now since 2017, he said, October 2017.
Yep.
So good on him for doing that and realizing it was a problem. But it was definitely surprising to see that he was drinking at that level and still competing week in, week out.
He won on the PGA Tour 6 times.
When's the last time he won?
He won on the Champions Tour. The last tour event he won was 2010. Now he's 56 years old.
He's playing on playing on the Champions Tour.
Right. And he's won 3 times on the Champions Tour.
When's the last time he won there?
2016, won the Senior PGA Championship.
It's the last time he was drinking.
Drinking and winning a major championship.
That's crazy.
I mean, it really is, right?
Yeah.
Now, but you've heard these guys say before, NBA players say it, NFL players say it. I hadn't heard the old Major League Baseball players were taking yellows and reds or whatever. You know, those were amphetamines. I think they were taking to pep pills and those kind of things. But we've seen NBA guys say, man, look, or NFL guys say, look, man, I smoke weed for every game.
You don't see a lot of guys doing it. You don't see guys doing it during their events.
Right.
Golf is different in the sense that it's a bit of more of a relaxed atmosphere, I guess.
But it's against tour rules to drink on tour.
100%. But who's to say what's in that water bottle you're taking out of your bag to grab a swig of? They're not looking at that.
Yeah.
So, I mean, it'd be different if, you know, LeBron James is on the bench and he grabs a bottle of wine from underneath the seat and starts
a little Chardonnay.
Putting it down. Yeah, he's a wine guy. He's
right.
A wine guy.
Right.
But it's just different. It was surprising to see.
I think we're past the world of being shocked with anything we hear.
Yeah.
You're not shocked by that by any stretch, right?
No.
Yeah. One other quick golf story, and I mentioned this in the first segment. I hadn't mentioned it since.
Paul. Oh.
I'm going to freeze us out of here now. Upper management comes in and turns on the icicle machine back there. It's freaking 12 degrees in here now. Hey, you got to admit, that's cold right there. That's just cool. Anyway, Brooks Koepka talked about slow play.
Yeah.
We're going to do this in the next few weeks. I want, after Drake gets here and we get back in the studio and everything good.
Sunday.
We don't know Sunday. You don't know when he's coming. You're not an OBGYN. You don't know when he's coming.
Sunday. I knew she was pregnant.
You did know she was pregnant.
Sunday.
You think?
Sunday.
He's going to be here Sunday.
Sunday, it's happening.
Can't wait to meet the little fella.
I can't wait.
So, but after he gets back, we're going to do things. We're going to do a 1 week of quarterbacks. We'll go over Clemson quarterbacks, South Carolina quarterbacks, ACC quarterbacks, SEC quarterbacks. We'll do some NFL quarterbacks. We'll do some recruiting quarterbacks. Then we'll do running backs next week. We'll do this in the spring. But one of the things I want to do in the spring as well, and we could even do this before because I don't want to break up the continuity of that, is what's the biggest, the one thing you change about every sport? And to me, and I'm not going to get too much into today, we talk about it later. Brooks Koepka mentioned it before. He talked about this yesterday. The pace of play is getting ridiculous in golf. And he said the tour doesn't have the balls to penalize anybody. He goes, I don't understand how it takes a minute and 20 seconds or a minute and 15 seconds to hit a golf ball. It's not that hard. And he says that the tour needs to get serious about it. He says, quote, it's frustrating. There's a lot of slow play. A lot of them are kind of very good players, too, which makes it a problem. I think it's weird how we have rules that make sure you're dropping from knee height and a caddy where a caddy can't be standing behind you, but yet you have to hit a golf ball in 40 seconds, and that's not one that's enforced. You enforce it sometimes, but you don't enforce it on others. Usually, if you put a shot clock, it's because you're slow, and the guys keep putting on a clock, and they keep doing it, but nothing ever happens.
Paging Bryson DeChambeau.
He says paging Bryson DeChambeau. DeChambeau is slow.
It is. It's ungodly. I can't do it.
It is.
I cannot do it.
Look, like everything else in life, you have to have deterrence for it. We have to start penalizing players. He says, some of these guys are so slow, I'll take my sweet time getting to the ball. He goes, I don't have to go to the bathroom, but sometimes I go to the restroom and just chill for 5 minutes. That way we're on the clock, and that way we can go pay at my place again. He says he purposely gets put on the clock by being behind groups but going to the bathroom despite not having to go to the bathroom, so other guys will speed up. It's the biggest issue in golf right now. There are other issues. The equipment, the ball's going too far, the driver's going too far, the golf courses are too firm, too fast.
You want to dumb it down. You want to bring out the equipment, the old ones. Get the wooden sticks out there again.
No, I'm just saying that guys shouldn't be hitting 370-yard drives and turning what were par fours into pitching putts and turning 7,200-yard golf courses into short little birdie factories. There's golf courses like Marion and like that are just obsolete now. That we've got to back golf courses up too. And I don't care how long you make it. Guys going to shoot go. The ball's going too far. I get it. The rules are too complicated in golf. We're trying to simplify them. I get all that.
Yep.
But the number one thing is pace of play. And it should take you about 3.5 hours to play. But for some reason, it's a 5-hour game. Absolutely. They need to fix that. Quickly before I get to Brad, he's actually giving a score. Give me one thing about football, the biggest thing they need to change in football.
The biggest thing they need to change in football?
Yeah.
rerouting the rules they already put into place for last season in the NFL. The game took a bit of a hit. It's not the same game that we all fell in love with growing up and watching over the past decades. It's just not.
I can agree upon that. I think we need to simplify some of the rules there. And when a catch is not a catch or is a catch, you got to make a football move. You got to go to the ground. Some of the simplest catching a football. We never had it when I was a kid. We never had a problem. Was that a catch or not? Now we've got a catch, and you do a football move to the ground, and you control him. Who was it that scored a touchdown? They crossed the line, but he didn't take it to the ground. I'm like, wait a minute, man. The ball crossed the line. It's a touchdown.
As Jake Venables would say, make football violent again.
We'll see. Hey, Brad Hughes is my Allstate agent. I'm in good hands with Brad Hughes. I'm in good hands with Allstate. I can call him at 292-3001. I can email him, bradhughes@allstate.com. I can get in touch with him, bradhughesinsurance.com. Better coverage, better rates. Thanks to my good friend, Brad Hughes, and the Allstate Insurance Agency. We forgive someone in sports every single day with a little accident forgiveness. Today, I'll forgive Zach Orr. He's being hard-headed over there, but he said he's not going to watch the AAF this weekend. You got four big AAF games. Go watch Steve Spurrier. And it's Steve Spurrier calling show from the Orlando Apollos. You're not going to watch that. You're not going to watch any of the Daytona stuff. You're not coming to me to the indoor track meet on Saturday.
No, you're not going to the indoor track
meet. I'm going to indoor track meet Saturday morning.
You let me know when you're there.
I'll be there. Might go a little bit later on tonight. Anyway, but you have said that if we can secure the RV, that you will go to a NASCAR event.
Hey, you get the RV, you can give me an infield spot. We're there.
Okay.
I'll bring the beers.
All right, so I'll forgive you because you're in at least for one NASCAR race. So you're in.
I ain't happy about it, but I'm there.
That's okay.
I'll come with a good attitude at that point.
All right. Open minds, all I ask for. We finish things up as we always do with our 2-minute drill.
Try to get 4 minutes of content into 2 minutes. It's time for the 2 Minute Drill on WCCP 105.5 The Roar. Now, here's Mickey.
As we always like to remind the people out there, and as Ben Milstead's presence reminds me, 11:30 tomorrow pregame, 12 o'clock tip. Cannot wait. Little
Big
Tiger
game.
Basketball.
It's huge
be a
game.
Fun one. Get out there. Get out early. Have a nice little breakfast and get out and watch some Tiger basketball tomorrow morning.
Big game. Biggest game of the year so far tomorrow.
Yeah, absolutely.